evening and welcome. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two of the broadcast here on this Thursday, the 4th of January, 2024. I'm Richard Carey here on Beyond the Official Narrative, and we have Andy in Texas as our guest today. So I don't know where were you leading up to in the final segment before Andy. I don't know what else did you want to add to that?
Well, there's a ton of stuff we can add to it. No, I mean, I'm just a guy who, you know, I take stuff that comes to me and I analyze it in my head and I come up with the best end results. And then I, you know, think beyond. But where we were when we first left from there, we were talking about chlorine and fluoride in the water. And so We don't even know what's, you go buy a case of water. Go take it and get it tested. At the very least, you'll find, I did see a test where in some of the highest profiled bottled waters, you know, the Aquafinas and this and that and the other, they actually analyzed it and it has nanoplastic particles in the bottles as you're drinking it. And as you know, when you ingest nanoplastic, your body can't get rid of it. It just kind of finds its way and sticks in your body and whatnot. And so These guys have been spending years upon years upon years. From the time I was born in 1966, they've been trying to kill me. And they've been trying to make it sound like it's safe. I mean, it's like the products you go to the store and you read the back of the box. I mean, it's potato chips, for crying out loud. Okay, they're just regular potato chips, okay? Should be oil and potatoes. Nope. You got like 35 more words, and some of them you can't even pronounce. And they're calling this food. It's like the FDA, the Food and Death Administration, or the CDC, the Center of Death Control. You know what I mean? These people, everything is opposite of what they're doing. We thought we were brought up to believe these people were there to protect us. No, they're actually a control mechanism to make sure they kill us efficiently. And they want to do it slowly because it would look stupid if they killed us. It's the same thing with that COVID vaccine. It would look stupid if everybody died after they got the shot. So they have different lots of stuff. And personally, my personal opinion, based on Joe Biden in 2014 saying by 2017, the Anglo-Saxon European will be a minority in our country. And that's a good thing. And so I think there's a war on white people here. And you can see that on your TV if you watch TV. Many people don't do it anymore. But if you watch TV, most of the commercials have black people in it. Most of the shows are now black people. And I don't know why they're just going for blacks, because Hispanics are not white people. But they're doing this stuff. And we just kind of sit back and cross our legs and watch the show and go, huh, whatever. And we all just kind of compensate ourselves for the time, all the stuff that's going on. We compensate ourselves simply because we're white people and I guess we're passive. And it has a lot to do with that fluoride and that chlorine. And in some cities, they're putting lithium in there and whatnot just to pacify us. So we just be stupid and not care. And that's the thing. Think back here, Richard. Back in, let's just go to colonial days. And who was there? Nobody. But let's go back to colonial days. Some of the stories we heard of these people, they're just men. And the men, you know, they got up every morning, tended to the cattle, tended to this, tended to that, their pigs, whatever they had, and then they went hunting. They weren't eating their own crop because they were eating their crops, but they weren't eating their own food because that was what they were going to sell to get money so they could buy the things they really had, because you couldn't grow your own coffee beans and so there's certain things you couldn't get and stuff. But these people, they would go out and they'd just be men. and every once in a while they have a confrontation. And the old West is not what we see on the movies. It's not.
Well, absolutely,
people didn't have
gunfights
all the time.
Absolutely, some people are suggesting that, you know, maybe taking land in northeastern Russia to homestead could be the new frontier for the new West or something. I don't know. You know, first of all, it's very cold there, and I really don't think in the future, you know, the freedoms and opportunities that we've had here, I don't think that they're going to experience that same renaissance, in Russia. But regardless, what you say, I mean, what Europe and the U.S. are facing is what we should be concerned with. You know, none of us are going to be going to Russia anytime soon. The World Health, or would be allowed to, for that matter. But the World Health Organization is now declaring a war on meat, you know, as part of their fight on climate change. I was reading a bit earlier this week on this, but not to the developing nations. You know, it's okay for them to actually further develop. They're saying at the recent COP28 summit, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization published food guidance for first world countries aimed at decreasing carbon emissions. And their message to wealthy nations was to eat less meat. Nations that overconsume meat will be advised to limit their intake, while developing countries, where underconsumption of meat adds to a prevalent nutritional challenge, we need to improve their livestock farming, according to the FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization. And that was according to Bloomberg's report about the guidance. And, you know, it goes on. But, you know, I mean, this Bill Gates lab-grown, disgusting lab-grown tissue meat is probably the main thing they want to push. And then I know there's like plant-based companies out there and whatever. But that's one angle. And then like the fuel thing and the electric car thing and then everything, attack on fuel sources. But they always kill people who find, ways you could use things such as water to run an engine. So, those people wind up in a shallow grave. So, I mean, you know, it's clear that they just want most people to live like serfs, and just have a greater divide as technology improves between rich and poor with not much in between. That's the way I see it, is that that's the only way they can, fulfill their high anymore. They're so wealthy as it is, Andy.
Well, but you mentioned Bill Gates, and so let's just go back to COVID. When COVID came out, the first thing that happened was a bunch of farmers went out of business because they shut down all these businesses that their products were going to be shipped to. And these people ended up burying a lot of their food instead of selling it, and then they lost their land. So what did Bill Gates do? He ran out there and bought their property. And what did he decide to do? Well, we're going to do something new. We're not just going to put crops on the ground. We're not going to do that. We're going to do vertical farming. And we're going to put up these big greenhouses, if you will, that have rotating tracks and stuff in them that, you know, get the sun to all this stuff. But they're also going to apply the mRNA vaccine into these vegetables that they're growing and stuff. And then right after that, the two main people was Kroger and Walmart were going to be accepting these vegetables as they grew them. Now, having said that, what worries me the most about our food situation is, A, the Netherlands was a huge European supplier of fruits and vegetables and whatnot. These people were studs. I mean, they were like, you know, the Incredible Hulk of food. But then you look back and during all this COVID stuff, we started hearing about two planes crash into different, same day, but different parts of the country, into food processing plants. And then you see all these, this news about the oil processing plants, the infirmaries and stuff that got blown up. And then all of this stuff, and then you got the Palestine train wreck in Ohio and stuff that just totally destroyed some very fertile farmland and stuff. And
we had a huge, huge amount of these occurrences in the past, like two to three years. I'm right there. I was noticing just like you're saying, well, as you were.
Well, but now we're seeing, so we don't really have a food shortage. What we have is a
an intentional attack on a lot of alternatives to certain, you know, monopolies, and you know, they want a bottleneck for anything and everything for more control in the food industry, right?
Yeah, and so what? Okay, so last year I got to do a show on RBN, and I had Giuseppe on there, and my topics were digital currency and food shortage. And I actually saw it happening a lot sooner than it is. And essentially, the food shortage is that a lot of food is out of the reach of the poor people now. So there's your food shortage. They can't afford to buy what they normally would buy. You can't buy a steak here and there. Nope, steak's out of the question now. We'll be lucky if we get chicken. You know what I mean? Because the price has gone so high and the wages have gone, you know, nowhere, far as we're concerned. I mean, it's like Social Security just got a 3.2% raise, but then all of a sudden Medicare comes up at 16%. So it steals that and more from Social Security. So that,
well, yeah, here, before we go to other topics, you know, after you get off the food thing a bit, I wanted to, because you're someone who always has a lot to say about BlackRock and Vanguard, and you also throw in State Street a lot. So, and I also had, before you do, I had one related headline that had, well, maybe you could clarify, I don't know, is it like a subsidiary? Because I did hear, you know, because a lot of the green agenda, it doesn't profit to such an extreme extent. They just needed BlackRock to fund it with an additional $4 trillion in climate investment. $4 trillion in climate investment. You know, the only corporation that could afford to do that pretty much was them. But this other, it's almost like the same. Wait, let me see. Where did I find this just today? And that was at Citizen. Yeah, that was a Citizen Watch report. Blackstone. Blackstone, is that like a subsidiary of BlackRock?
Oh, good question. I'm not aware of that one.
Okay, because I was here. Blackstone is in default, allegedly. Property values plunging as much as 90%. Big corporate landlords like Blackstone are defaulting on mortgages of commercial property across America, resulting in 90% declines in value in some cases, especially in cities like Las Vegas, where Blackstone is nearing default on a 1.4 million SF office complex, I guess San Francisco is that, one of several big properties that Blackstone has stopped making payments on and could hand back to the lender. These defaults are causing commercial property values to drop, with offices down 35% from peak and apartments down 30%. In cities like San Francisco, office values are down by nearly 60%, indicating a huge crash in the commercial real estate market. And they have a video to link to with more on it. A Citizen Watch report had that. But no, what would you, just to give listeners who aren't aware, you know, everything you're aware of, why they're so important and how much they control, especially related to the future of whether we could all have our own homes or not, is a big part of it, you know, because they're right in line with WEF and what, Agenda 21, where I first heard of all this, from William Cooper's book detailing a lot of that, Behold the Pale Horse, covering a lot of the same plans, you know, back then. But yeah, you know, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. What could you say to listeners about them in general, Andy, for those who aren't aware at all?
Okay, so maybe nobody's heard me say this before. Okay, so my understanding is that BlackRock owns 14% of Vanguard. Vanguard owns 9% of BlackRock. BlackRock outright owns State Street. So it's just another investment firm with a different name that is owned by BlackRock. And that's the number one name we hear most of the time is BlackRock. You know, Mr. What is his name? What's that knucklehead's name? His name fits it too. Fink, Larry Fink. You know, he's a Fink, and he's a Jew. Not to go, I hate Jews. No, I don't hate Jews. I don't even know who they are. I just know that that's a title that we give people who seem to be in charge of us and whatnot. I don't hate anybody. In fact, I probably hate myself more than anybody.
Right, but it's worth noting. It's worth noting he's a Jew because of how prevalent Jewish power is of the elites among the Jews. So, no, it's, you know, we could just leave it at that. But no, please continue.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at it this way. So when you look at somebody, and I've put this scenario out there again, some people will be bored with it, but, you know, I conscienced my friend to check out. I said, look, BlackRock owns everything, pretty much. And so my friend challenged me. I said, look up Budweiser, see who owns BlackRock. And he said, okay, I'll look it up. He looked up and he said it's 13%. They own 13% of Budweiser. So they don't own Budweiser. That's not the controlling interest. So I said, okay, fine. Hang on a second. Now go see all the other investors that are invested in in Budweiser. And then look who owns those investors. This is how they do it. This is how they own everything. BlackRock is invested in all the other firms that are invested. So they own controlling interest in, you know, mommy's whatever investment firm. They own the controlling interest in that. And those people own another 10% of Budweiser. Or it's Fred's appliance store investment, whatever. They own 10% in that. So when you add up their 14% that they own outright, and you take the 10% from here and the 40% from there, or this for this or whatever, they do intentionally own everything. They do. And that's the problem. And so does Vanguard. Vanguard's doing the same thing. So is State Street. And there's probably some other bigger firms doing that.
And I mean, some of the biggest players, well, BlackRock, for example, in the property market right now, buying up, what, like blocks at a time, and they're able to afford to pay, what, 120% of the market value to the people. So, you know, offer they can't refuse. They're buying full blocks at a time, planning to put them into permanent rental-only status of single-family houses.
Yep. And so when you look at the Budweiser, the Bud Light scandal with that, Dylan Mulvaney, dude, chick, it, whatever it is, and they lost $40 billion. Okay, when you think of Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street being, $22 trillion altogether, you add it together, $22 trillion in assets, what is $40 billion? What is $40 billion out of $1 trillion? These people can afford to do whatever they want. That's why Disney, who has major stake, owned by BlackRock. These people don't care about losing money. It's the narrative that they're trying to push. It's what they want us to do. And if you look at it really closely, it's all about depopulation. They don't. Well, why are they pushing transgender? Why are they pushing abortion? Why are they pushing birth control? Why are they pushing? Name your product that has something to do with depopulation. Name it. That's what they're pushing. Apparently, they think we're overpopulated, and apparently, they think they're the people who are supposed to handle it. And look at Bill Gates and his little TED Talk with his, if you look at the four equations that he put out, we only hear the one where if we do a really good job on vaccinations and maternity or paternity, this and that and whatnot, that's just one scenario. But the next two, three up there, they're still about humans. CO2, they want to charge you for breathing. If they can get away with it, they'll charge you for breathing. They don't want us alive. They've made it very clear that they want the American people and the world to just die, and they want to keep the people that they want.
Well, yeah, no, we had one lemming at some university who just wanted a little pat on the head and virtue a signal with a paper talking about, you know, the average amount of CO2 a human in their lifetime contributes to the environment through exhaling. And, you know, where they're going to go with this, it doesn't matter. The fact that they even did a paper on it to get a little pat on the head from the establishment, it's just pathetic. I could find it later. But, you know, we have some callers for you, and I'd love to hear you interact with some others at the station here. First, we have Tom in Florida for you, Andy. Tom, welcome.
Hey, Tom.
Do we still have Tom? Oh, we lost Tom. Okay. Well, maybe he'll call back. If you want to call back, Tom, you know, direct, you know, your what you have to say for feedback from Andy here. If you do, Francis, we have Francis in North Carolina. Francis, hey, welcome. What's on your mind tonight? And what would you like to get feedback from Andy on as well?
What isn't on my mind, dear? Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Hi, young lady.
Besides going bananas. basically, what you're describing between those two aspects, corporations, whatever you want to call it, BlackRock, Vanguard, and so forth, as far as the orchestrators and so forth goes, among others, you're basically talking about how they're setting up a domino effect. And so once they get things set up the way they want it, regardless of what the people are going to say or not say about it, then they can just simply set off the whole domino effect in one categorization of life or another without affecting anything else and leaving certain parts of the domino effect intact. Now, this sounds like a really weird scenario, but imagine a rabbit hole or a mole trail, if you will, especially for like people that do gardening and whatnot in a field or whatever have you. You have to deal with trying to figure out, okay, where's the moles going? Where are the rabbits coming from and so forth? And they have trails just like an anthill is a perfect example of that. If you recall when people were in school back in the day, and they would have a sand formation with ants, and they would build the little trails down through the soil. And imagine the same way but with a domino effect with businesses, organizations, and so forth, so they can set off what they want to shut off and what they want to keep open, which is this odd analogy, but it really kind of fits the picture, in a manner of speaking. And so given that scenario, it's gotten ridiculous. As far as the food chain goes, yes, it has really gotten to be a real fiasco, especially with the bioengineering, geoengineering, and so forth ad nauseum, that if they really wanted to get this genetic engineered biotechnology into people, they could do it to the vegetables and all that and the fruit, but also to the meat supply, whether it be a chicken, a cow, a pig, you name it. It doesn't really matter. It's just a question of what they how they process it into the food stock, or even better yet, inject it and say, oh, this is their usual vaccination or whatever the case is, and this is what they have to have once a year or whatever. But the question is, what all is in that one shot? I've seen that with sheep, for that matter, is that you can get a vaccination for your sheep or whatever for this issue and that issue. But the question is, how many are in there? Because they're doing the same thing with people's babies. When the baby is after the baby's been born, who knows how many shots that child's given, or maybe only one with several or five or half dozen or more different chemical constructs in that one shot that baby is jabbed with right from birth, which is actually illegal. But do you really think they care? No, because they're getting paid off big time to do that. And so the mom has no clue or idea, and it's not disclosed to her, because the child is a profit to them as well as the mom, since they have to worry about a hospital bill. So the aspect of people wanting to have their children outside of a hospital with a midwife or whatever is really being frowned upon as far as the natural childbirthing is concerned. No, you got to go and get your birth certificate certifying that the baby was born at this day and this time in this hospital in this city in this state and whatever have you. Mm-hmm. Ad nauseum. And so it basically, I hate to use the analogy of the Matrix films that they had back in the early 2000s or whatever, or maybe earlier than that. But you know something? It's kind of crazy when you go back and look at what they are spoon-feeding you drop by drop for these so-called films that they call entertainment.
Well, Francis, we could definitely hold you over through the break to the other side. But first, let's before we hear more from you, I mean, let's get some feedback from my guest tonight, Andy.
Oh, hey, no, Francis, always good to talk to you. I always appreciate it every time you call in. But you know what? I liked your ant analogy and whatnot. Eventually, it all comes together, and then we end up fighting amongst one another and whatnot. And I'm not. You know, I heard maybe you know this one. I heard you take a jar of red ants, and then you put some black ants in there. And they're all good, sitting in the jar. But then you shake the jar up and dump them out on the ground, and now the red ants are killing the black ants as though as if they're their enemy, but they were all good together and stuff. So, yeah, no, it's a good analogy, and you're right. There's nothing else that we can do besides be ourselves at this particular point. We really can't. I don't know. Francis, do you have a solution to what's going on right now? I think the basic thing that we can do is just keep letting people know that this is coming down, because I don't find a solution here. You know, the Second Amendment is not viable at this point. They have weapons this far surpass that, you know. And we all, did you guys hear about the shooting in Iowa? Harry, Iowa? Iowa? Today,
recently,
a school shooting
or whatnot? Basically, as far as what can be done, I think that people need to get their communication back in order. And I don't mean electronically with their toys and all that, because that's being surveilled every which way but loose. I mean, they're sort of sticking a mechanical device up your backside just to see where you're going, which they already are now by getting people to carry their toys with them, implanted almost. But people need to communicate with each other one-on-one. This is the simplest topic, for that matter, about life in general. And I don't care what the person's ethnicity is. I don't care what their religion is. I don't care what their sexuality is. People need to communicate. People can have odds with people, you know, and everything. That's fine. You learn by communicating, for crying out loud, and realizing that.
And we're lacking there.
Yeah, and quite frankly, we're all human. We're biological beings. We're not machines. And quite frankly, if you think you're talking to a machine, I would haul boogie the opposite direction, because I will not talk to a machine. If I sense that I'm talking to a machine, I'm out of there, because it's not going to think for itself. It's already been pre-programmed. So
exactly.
Well, here, do you want to stick that around? Francis,
sure.
We have the break. Okay. We'll be right back, folks.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with guest today, Andy in Texas, and we have Francis in North Carolina on the line with us. So, where should we go from there? I don't know. Do you have any more feedback for Francis, her points that she was making on a number of topics there, Andy?
Well, the number one I can say is that with Francis, you're always going to get some down-home, right-out compliments and comments and whatnot. I like the idea that she likes a martini at the end of it, so that's kind of cool. But no, seriously. I mean, you've made some very valid points, and you know what? And we keep doing that, all of us together collectively that call in and stuff. We're all trying to make a good point, and sometimes we fall short, and sometimes when we listen to the feedback from a phone call, we always get upset and whatnot. But as a fellow phone caller and stuff, Francis, I got to tell you straight up, you're one of the best, and I really appreciate you. You know what? I got to tell you this, though. I almost stopped calling you Francis. I almost started calling you, quite frankly, because you use that term so much. Quite frankly, you're always saying quite frankly.
It's interesting you said it because I got a good compliment from Tom in Florida at one point. basically calling me Viking woman. I thought, wow, that's a new one I hadn't heard of. But quite frankly, that's priceless. Now, wow. I'm going to have to add that to my repertoire.
Yeah. No, because I'll be listening to you and we'll hear quite frankly quite often. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's not Francis. That's quite frankly. No offense.
Well,
no offense at all. That's a compliment.
If Francis were to start doing her own show, you know, we have Murr's broadcast, Yours Truly. With Murr, and we'd have with Francis. So.
I love it.
That would be a good name for your show there, lady.
Oh, wow. Now we're getting spooky. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm just kidding. No.
I'll give you my number later. We'll talk and have a drink or something. One of your martinis.
Ooh, there you go. That would work. And by the way, when you mentioned about having an issue with the ant scenario between red ants and black ants or whatever residing peacefully with each other, and all of a sudden they get shook up and so forth, and all of a sudden the one starts attacking the other, you know why that is?
They got shook up. They're confused.
Exactly. But you know why?
Throw it at
Because, for one thing, They all give off a pheromone signature, chemically speaking. And when there's a disruption to the group itself, the community itself, and get dumped out, they think, oh, it's the other ant's fault or whatever, and they start jumping them and start attacking, even though the other one is just as confused or disoriented as the other one is and have no idea what's going on.
In times of distress, their instincts have them more tribal to their own species.
Bingo.
Oh, okay, gentlemen and lady. there you go. Look at where we're at in society. What have they done to society? They shook up the blacks and whites. They shook up the Asians, the Koreans, the Hispanics. They shook us all up. And what do we use to divide us with? Instead of being in a jar, we see the TV. We hear the news.
Thank you.
That we're supposed to hate these people and stuff. So that's the shaking of the jar. Yeah, and
Thank
that's the
you.
Shaking of the jar, and so therefore we look at each other with, because our pheromones are going too. We're like, no, I'm a proud white guy, and this guy's going, I'm a proud black guy, and this guy's going, I'm a proud Hispanic, and then there we go, and then we got something going on there. I'll go with that.
Yeah, it's interesting because back in the 90s, I made that comment on one show decades ago that, you know, I can see where there are issues in the public arena because the so-called elite, the cabal, whatever you want to call it, I call them just simply spoiled brats, for that matter, because that's all they are, really. They have more money than they know what to do to themselves, that they will use, it doesn't matter who it is, they will use their sexuality, they'll use their religion, they'll use their ethnicity, you name it, about that individual, against them, against each other. It doesn't matter. And they don't care. They have a ball. And they just sit back and watch people tear each other's throats out over this. And there's so many distractions created because of that, it's not even silly. So when they have a thing about, well, you know, there's a shooting at this place, a shooting at that place. Well, I wonder how that happened. Let's break it down. How did that happen? It was not because, you know, you want to support the Second Amendment. No, it's not about that. It's because they want to disarm the people, so the people are helpless. I'll give you that. But people can still defend themselves and not have to worry about having their Second Amendment protected. It's always been there. It'll always be there. The only people you have to worry about are the bones that are trying to take it away. They cannot take away from you what, they never give you,
Francis,
this way. Yes.
But Francis, they're not really worried about taking your guns away because they have so many other weapons. They really do want to get your guns away. They don't want you to have any kind of way to defend yourself. So they do want your weapons. But overall, they have weapons that could overcome you. I mean, and the fact that we can't get together and form a group to fight back against them, because we're all going to go down individually the way it looks now. We're going to be quartered rats when we're sitting in our house, and we're going to hiss at them. And then when they come through the door, we might shoot a bullet, or we might be too scared to do it. Oh, no!
It's interesting you mention that because they do have weapons that they use against the people, because quite frankly, they have people using weapons against each other. And I can give you a couple examples of that. One, they weaponize sound. And two, they've also got the point that they weaponize light. And a lot of it sounds like science fiction or fantasy or whatever, but in reality...
And frequency.
There you go. Well, frequency is a light or sound or whatever have you. You name it. It's absurd.
Yep.
Vibration is frequency. And so whenever why do you think they have people having their headlights on during the day thinking, well, I can't see them because they don't have their headlights on during the day? Excuse me. If you cannot see that vehicle, then a bat can see better than you. You know, I mean, let's get realistic here. The headlights are LED. A lot of the lights that they're putting out on the market are LED because they don't want people having regular light fixtures and want them to have LED because, one, it emits a frequency that for a lot of people, as far as their eyes vision is concerned, actually harms it. Ironically.
Well, I see a couple other callers. Well, thanks. Thanks so much, Francis, as always, for your call.
Thank you, Francis.
Well, thanks so much for putting up with my mouth, and y'all have a fun weekend.
Get
yes,
a martini.
Take care.
And let's see, we have Tom in Florida. Oh, great. We got Tom back. Tom, what's on your mind today, sir?
Yeah, good day. Good evening, everybody. Happy New Year. Well, first of all, I think Francis ought to get a show, an hour, called Margarita Hour. That'd be a great show for her, you know. The Margarita Hour.
I like it.
And here's what I got to say. Now, you know, listening to Andy here, a few things Andy is really on my crawl here. But you know, first off, stumbling, mumbling, tumbling Biden told everybody in 2012, if you guys remember, to go out and get a double barrel shotgun with a double op bus. He goes, "You don't need an assault weapon." That was coming out of when he was vice president, telling Obama, "These people don't need assault weapons. All they had to do is get a double-barrel shotgun, saw it off 14 inches, and put double-odd buck in it." Don't you remember him saying that? It's all on tape.
Yeah, no, and he said, "And when you're scared, just go out on your balcony and shoot one off, and that'll scare them away."
Yeah, he said to get a double-barrel shotgun. That was out of stumbling, tumbling, mumbling Biden. But, you know, look, Andy, I got to go to something you said earlier in the first hour. I'll make it real quick. First off, you're talking about, you're not so happy with Trump. But, you know, I got to call you out on one thing. Donald Trump's the only president in my lifetime that's actually told everybody he talks to in those rallies and everywhere else nationwide that these illegals are coming here and they're dumping their prisoners. I mean, they're bringing prisoners. They're bringing mental institutions. This is he said it the other day. I told it to the other guy. I told Donald Trump said this could be 20 to 100 times worse than the Mariel boat lift in 1981 when Castro dumped it. Flushed his toilet in Cuba, and that's what we got. I remember that year, Andy, and I can tell you and Richard had no inkling of living in Florida at that time. He was in Chicago, and I can tell you right now, I've been down here all my life since 1961, and I can tell you right now, this was called the land of milk. This was called the magic city, the land of milk and honey, was California. This was called the magic city, Miami, back in the 60s, and all the white kids was all white neighborhood. Every one of these neighborhoods all throughout the whole Dade County, Broward County area was 90% white Anglo-Caucasian. Now we're down to 10% in both counties. Actually, Broward's a little better. I think Broward's around 35%. Dade County's at 11 and dropping. Okay? So that was all by design. These Democrats never did anybody a favor. They're all criminals. They all should be hung with a rope like John Snyder said Biden should be hung. John Snyder said that. A guy, great actor, great songwriter, singer. And now they're going after him. I tell you right now, Joe Biden's committed all-out treason against the Constitution. I don't care who's listening. Hey, Joe Biden is an absolute criminal, like his son. They're all compromised by the Chinese. Donald Trump's was, let me ask you this, Andy. If Donald Trump, one of his sons or his daughters, were to do it on Burisma, what would that Trump family be right now if they were to do the same thing that Hunter Biden's done?
Okay, so you asked me that question. You asked me that question, so let me answer. Yeah, okay, so if they did that, they'd be persecuted. But do you not see any kind of Hollywood production going on here? Do you not see that Donald Trump will say a lot of stuff and he can't deliver it? Because he's not controlling. Even if he gets the presidency again, you're not going to see everything that he told you he's going to do. You're just not going to see it. We didn't see it the last time he was in there. So you got to be realistic here, Tom. I'm not trying to put you back or put you down or do anything. You got your beliefs. You got everything that you believe in and stuff. But all I'm saying is that a lot of this is a Hollywood production.
Hey, listen.
This is a Hollywood production. Andy. He's going to be put into president. Watch, he'll make the presidency, even though all the odds are against him right now, but they're going to give him the presidency. And you know why? Because he's got so many followers. And guess what he can do? He can influence these followers. And he can do almost anything, give or take something shy of just pissing everybody off. But he'll do as much as he can to adjust the agenda and get it going in the right direction. I don't see any political solution to anything that's going on, whether you get Donald Trump or anybody in there. You could get Gandhi in there, and he couldn't fix it.
I honestly never thought that we'd see Hillary put in jail under the Trump administration the first time. You know,
he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's a giant cabal running the country. We know 2% of the population is running this government. We all know that. We know the banking, the Hollywoodos. It's all 2%ers running everything, the cabalists. But we got to look at the big picture. Donald Trump has at least called out what's going on in this country. No other president, and let me tell you, Bill Clinton,
I'll give you
50 times.
I'll give you that one, Tom. I'll give you that one for sure. Yeah, he has called out a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Right. So here's the thing here. With immigration, I've been calling RBN for almost 7 years, talking to Michael Rivero about immigration. And all these people say, oh, that Tom's a kook, he's a creep, he's an idiot. Oh, you know what the number one issue facing this country right now with the voters is? Andy? It's immigration. It's not the economy anymore. It's
not
the economy.
You're not
it's about immigration.
So
no, but everybody
else,
people are calling RBN,
things,
calling me
a
kook.
You're not a kook.
And Mike knows it. I got to say this. You know how Donald Trump could take the black vote and crush the Hispanic vote and mainly the white vote? You know, I can win it all. All he has to do is we're not going to give these illegal aliens 2% business loans. We're going to give it to white America, black Americans, and Hispanic Americans who've been in this country to prove they're a citizen of this country for the last 10 years, and we will give you a 2% small business loan. If Donald Trump were to do that, he would destroy the Jewish brain set. The mindset of the Jew would go insane because, this guy's proposing, basically acting like a socialist when he says, let's give all these Americans 2% business loans. We'll give them $500,000 at 2%. Can you imagine if Donald Trump were to do that? 2%, $500,000, 2% in business loans. Every American, I don't care if you're black, white, or Hispanic, you're going to get a 2% business loan. But you know who's getting it right now, Andy? The illegal aliens. How do you think all these illegal aliens, they're getting $90,000? They're getting $90,000 a family right now, Andy. Do you know that?
No, I do. I do understand that. But question, do you really think politics are going to walk us out of our problem right now?
I honestly, I've been saying this for a long time. I think we're heading for a CW. I honestly believe we're already at the
there
CW level. This country cannot maintain because what they've done to white America is absolutely insanity with the fentanyl. The drugs, beating down white American males that think they're pussified, and white women are no good. I mean, they have literally beat the drum, these schmucks, these putzes against white Caucasian American. And, you know, Putin wouldn't take that nonsense. But we have white leaders here that kowtow to these schmucks, these filthy cabalists like Soros and all these pigs who should be hung from a rope for the treasonous acts they've done to our founding fathers. Our founding fathers looked a lot more like you and me, Andy, than they did these people they're bringing in here now with all these gang problems. Can you imagine all these gang problems? 80% of the people coming to that border are military-age men, Andy. 80% military-age men, no women.
Yep.
What are they going to do for women, Andy? What are the Chinese doing right now for women when they got 68 million more Chinese men than women? They're making sex robots by the million.
Hey,
they have sex factories in China.
You're not saying that even Richard knows this. I know this. You know this. Obviously, what they're doing is they're bringing an apocalypse to our country and stuff. They want to destroy us, and this is the way they're doing it. We don't exactly know what their plan is. However, I would suggest that these immigrants that are coming across the border, many of them, especially the Chinese ones, they already know where the cache of weapons are, and then it's going to be an inside operation. And next thing you know, they'll call it a civil war, but it'll actually be the immigrants beating us up, and we'll have to fight against them and stuff. There's no doubt that there's some sort of program going on here, straight up, that they want to destroy our country. And notice that all the immigrants are going north. And the northern hemisphere is the ones being invaded right now. The southern hemisphere, Africa's getting, everybody's leaving there. Southern, South America and Central America, they're leaving their lands and they're coming north. Is it because we're giving them all these flipping? A lot of them are coming because we're giving them a bunch of benefits and stuff. But on the other hand, there's a bunch of military-aged people, just like you said, and there's got to be caches of weapons sitting everywhere. And if you've been listening to the alternative media for some years now, you understand that we've already distinguished that years ago, that stuff was happening.
Andy, I agree with everything you're saying. You're absolutely right on the money. You hit a bullseye three times in a row. You're right on. It's like a 301 countdown. You hit it right on. But I can tell you this, Andy, and I've been telling RBN for a long time with Michael Rivero and Richard, I've already seen that point. I see what's going on. Look, I have family all over this country. I see what's going on in Chicago, Texas. I got family in Texas. I got family in Arizona, California. I mean, I understand everything you're saying. I really do. It's you know, there's a book out called The Turner Diaries. I think it's going to be 10 times worse than that. That's my opinion. And then you got all these crazy kooks all with dirty bombs, and like Francis was bringing up about sound devices. They got that. The government, they can knock down a whole army with a 20-foot sound box. I mean, you're paralyzed. Like in Cuba, they call it the Havana syndrome. I mean, I understand all this. And, you know, if we don't get a grip on our country, we don't take a grip of what we have to deal with right now, I don't see this country going more than 5 years without all-out total disaster.
Tom, you know, I think that it's very possible that one article I was mentioning the headline from, I mean, there could be another summer of BLM, you know, or whatever time of year.
Summer of love.
You know, another set of BLM riots like 2020 if Trump gets another presidency, because they've put in people's minds it'll be the end of the world. You know, you have all these people on corporate media and so, you know, celebrities and you know, people like
Richard,
Whoopi Goldberg and all these types, but also just, you know, everyday college kids. I mean, maybe they don't all drink the Kool-Aid, but a lot of them are going to rebel, like, oh, we can't have this racist in there again. No, this is awful, you know, and we have to burn it down, you know. But anyway,
well, Richard, I think that's a real possibility. I agree with you, absolutely. But I think Donald Trump, if he uses his money right, and he puts out ads saying, I will give all Americans a 2% small business loan. I don't care what nationality they are, as long as they are Americans, and I will help all the blacks I can, you know, get their a better deal in life. And he puts that out there, and he also mentions in the article that all the illegal aliens that are coming here to try to take the black people's jobs, the 10 million that are here already under Biden, I'm going to send every last one of them back to their country of origin. Donald Trump does that, he'll win the presidency in a landslide. Let the black Afro-American community, male. I hope he would do that.
I don't know if he will do that.
Well,
it's kind of a wishful thinking thing. You're putting some credence into a guy whom you know, let a lot of people down in his first presidency, and he raised a bunch of people up in his first presidency, and now he has a group of people that are following him, which is horrendous. The guy is most popular in America for the presidency, but do you think he'll do what you want him to do? I think that's a thought you have to rethink.
Andy, I think he will, because he's only going to have 4 years. He's going to be 4 years, and you know why he'll do it? because he'll have 4 years only left to be like a bull in a china shop. And Andy, I got to tell you, once he gets 4 years, he does. He'll be the leader of the Republican Party for the next 12 years. Well, whoever's going to be the nominee after him will be a Republican, I'm sure. I think he's going to pick Kristi Noem. I'm going to put that out there. I think Kristi Noem of South Dakota is going to be his running mate. I'm almost betting on it.
Oh, I'd like
Kristi
that.
Kristi Noem will be his running mate.
I would like that.
Well, I'm just telling you how I think what's going to happen. I would like to see Marjorie Taylor Greene, myself. But I think he's going to pick a woman. He's not going to pick a man. He already got burnt by Pence. He's going to pick a woman that he thinks is going to be more loyal to him. That's what I'm throwing out there. He's going to pick a woman. Quite sure of that.
I like
a man.
Your thoughts.
And I think Donald Trump.
You're totally looking at the positive side of this thing, and I'm kind of on the opposite side, you know. But I give you kudos for being positive about all this.
You got to be, Andy, because it's not this country's fault. Look at Texas. Every day, all the illegals pouring into that state. Once Texas goes blue, it's all over. It's all over for the electoral map. It's all over for white America.
Right.
It's all over. It's all over. And then you're going to see the bullets fly. Then you're going to see all kinds of terrorism in this country. They think Hamas is bad. Hamas ain't nothing was going to happen if they try to take down the white population in this country. That's my opinion. If these schmucks dealing with this, what they're doing, they're going to be in big trouble, my opinion.
Tom, you're in Florida, so I watched Richie from Boston. He was in Florida, and he came up and he took a shot of a billboard that said, Hamas, it'll be in your neighborhood soon, and it said jew.org.
Oh, yeah, they're the master manipulators, the schmucks. They run Hollywood. Who's kidding who here? You can't. You got to look at the big picture. We all know what's going on. Nobody's an idiot on RBN that knows what the schmuckers are behind everything. But the schmuckers are going to be dealt with because, you know what? I always tell everybody, and a lot of people don't like when I say this, I tell any rabbi or any Jew, say, oh, that guy's an anti-Semite. All you got to say to him, Andy and Richard, is I'm a Jew for Jesus Christ. And they don't know what to deal with you. They cannot deal with you. They cannot handle you. No filthy Jew who's against God and the Son of God, Jesus, can deal with me. Because if a rabbi comes out, hey, that guy's an anti-Semite, I'm a Jew for Jesus. Now deal with me. And they won't sit down and talk to you if you tell them that. No, they'll run. The Jews will run from you when you tell them I'm a Jew for Jesus Christ. Guarantee
and if you have quotes ready of some prominent extremist Jews, you know, some quotes that you have memorized, like a few that you can run off, so you're naming names and what their own words say. Even Barbara Lerner Specter, but, you know, a lot of these people talking about how we're the destroyers, you know, nothing you do will be good enough.
Be
I mean, you know, it's just, there's She's so much
traitor.
Out there you can... Thanks a lot,
Richard.
Thank you, Andy.
Richard, on a really cool note, bro, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed this
immensely. Great show, Andy.
Absolutely.
Great show, Andy.
I did as well. Yeah, a great exchange with everyone. Well, we'll have to do it again. And, have a great weekend, sir. And, folks, please support republicbroadcasting.org. And we have... Of course, the John Stadmiller book drive, book six, Checkmate. Please, $100 or more and you can be in. Mention you want to be in it so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.